A very good morning to you. We'll start things off on the track where an emotional Agani Simbini blasted his critics after defending his SA 100 meter title, clocking 10.31 seconds at the Greenpoint Athletics Stadium in Cape Town. It was Simbini's sixth national title after a poor start to his season where he lost two races. Meanwhile, Karina Horn made a triumphant return from her two-year doping ban to reclaim the national title in the 100 meter, winning in a time of 11.54 seconds. While in the highly anticipated 5,000 meter showdown between two-time 800 meter Olympic champion Caster Semenya and US-based Dominic Scott, it was the latter who emerged victorious, crossing the line in 15:28.10. Semenya, who is attempting to qualify for the World Championships and Commonwealth Games in the longer distance, was second in 15:31.50, while the 17-year-old sprint sensation Viwe Jingi, who recently broke the SA Junior 100-meter record, had to withdraw from the championships after picking up a hamstring niggle. Moving to motorsport, Carlos Sainz Jr. has signed a new contract with Ferrari until 2024 ahead of the Italian team's home Formula One race this weekend in Imola. Sainz joined Ferrari from McLaren in 2021 on a two-year contract, but he has never won an F1 race. He finished second in Bahrain and third in Saudi Arabia, but the Spanish driver crashed out of the last Grand Prix in Australia. The 27-year-old Sainz is third in the driver's standings, 38 points behind Charles Leclerc and four below George Russell.
Not bad at all. It was a perfect place, you know, to do the announcement, because Imola is the home of Ferrari. It's always been. We've always had great support here, and I couldn't wait, you know, to make the announcement here and try to have a good weekend. So I'll try to give them a great time, and I will enjoy the weekend to the maximum.
Onto boxing, Cohen Ray retained his SA Super Middleweight title after beating Andile Mdungwa via TKO in the third round in Johannesburg, while Kaizer Chiefs have shocked the South African football fraternity by announcing the departure of head coach Stuart Baxter after just 10 months in charge since returning for a second stint at Naturena. In his 23 matches in charge, Baxter won 9 games and lost 8. The club will be searching for his replacement, but Dylan Shepherd and Alpha Zwane will be the interim manager. And after months of speculation, Erik ten Hag has finally been announced as Manchester United's new permanent manager. The Dutch boss has penned a three-year contract with the option of a further year and will take over at the end of the season. The Dutchman will take up the role from interim head coach Ralf Rangnick. Man United are currently sixth in the Premier League. They are 3 points off the top four, but having played a game more than Tottenham, who are fourth, and Arsenal in fifth. And finally, former tennis world number one Serena Williams and 7-time Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton have joined Martin Broughton's bid to buy Premier League club Chelsea. Williams and Hamilton have pledged an estimated £10 million each to the bid. For 5 Breakfast Sport, I am Olizondo.